This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
I'm tired of all the disingenuous talk of windfall profits in the housing sector in Vancouver's Lower Mainland, when in fact, I don't think it's anything more than a rationale for government to tax an even bigger piece of someone else's home, which is bought with, and remember, after-tax dollars in the first place. I mean, they already pay a myriad of municipal, provincial, and federal taxes, but still, they want more. I mean, let's also set the record straight. There are no windfall profits for anyone who bought a single detached house in the last 2.5 years in Vancouver or Richmond or Burnaby or the Fraser Valley. In fact, if someone bought in 2016, 17, or 18 and was actually forced to sell today, they'd be looking at a loss. I mean, that never seems to be considered. I mean, Edmonton and Calgary are 5 years into a real estate decline. Do you think if that happened in Greater Vancouver, these same people would demand some relief for homeowners? Well, of course not. Because for proponents of higher taxes, along with those that celebrate that someone else's home value goes down, there's never enough tax on someone else. I mean, it's that attitude that spawned the BC speculation tax, which has nothing to do with speculation. Instead, as the BC NDP's own coalition partner, the Green Party, declared, it's a cash grab. But the envy crowd, including some in the media and academia, would say, well, what about people who bought their primary residence 10, 20, or 30 years ago? I mean, they'd be making a killing. Yeah, sure. If you bought a house 25 years ago for $1 million and sold it today for 2.5, the thing to be clear on, it's disingenuous or ignorant to suggest there's a $1.5 million profit as if there are no expenses involved in owning a home. I mean, give me a break. It would not be unusual for someone who's been in a house in Vancouver for 20, 25 years to have paid, what, $50,000, $60,000, maybe even $100,000 in property taxes over that time. Tens of thousands more in insurance. Thousands more in maintenance, let alone if they'd done a renovation. But no, in their greed for an even bigger piece of someone else's assets, that doesn't even seem to register. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.